Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia 7-year warranty. Wherever the next 7 years bring you, Kia has you covered.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Well, people, a lot of people in the country will be aware of St Mary's Hospital in the Phoenix Park near the Chapel Isard Gate on that elevated site. The front is an old building. It's a bit of a Shutter Island building in one sense. I think Queen Victoria visited it because it used to be a school and a home for the orphans of soldiers, if I remember correctly, young boys, and the HSE took it over. The front is still there, and it's an old facility at the front, and the staff are brilliant. But at the back, there's a whole series of new, spanking brand new, beautiful units. And it's primarily it's a nursing home for older people. But it's unusual in that it's a nursing home attached to a hospital, which is helpful at times. Now, Patricia Morta has contacted us. Patricia, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for taking the call.
Okay, and thanks for making the call. Your mother is in St Mary's.
She is, yeah. She's been there over 3 years now.
And this shocking news last night that 11 residents in St Mary's have died of COVID-19. When did you hear about this?
I heard it this morning on Virgin Media News. Okay. We've been trying to contact St Mary's to get definite information about how serious the virus was in the facility, uh-huh. What kind of numbers they were, how were they prepared, the normal questions you would ask when your parent is in such a vulnerable situation. And we got very little information, and we were told that it couldn't be discussed because of confidentiality. Uh-huh. And that we didn't know what the numbers were. We didn't know if people have passed away. We just basically were withheld all that information. And you can imagine how stressful it is for families of people, and they're hearing about clusters, and they're hearing mm-hmm. about people passed away. You know, half the people, or certainly whatever, 80% of people who have died, from this virus are in nursing homes. And so the concern is mounting from us and our families.
And have you been talking to your mother?
No.
Okay.
But I haven't seen her since the 15th of March.
Has she been tested, do you know?
No, she won't be tested unless she's showing symptoms. That's what we were told. So unless she's showing symptoms. So thankfully she hasn't.
Okay.
So on behalf of the family, I'd ring every second day. I can't be ringing them all the time. The staff who are in there, there's limited staff now, and very cognizant of the job that they're doing on the front line, and that their time is better spent looking after the people in there than talking to us on the phone.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah,
but
yeah.
Trying to get a little bit of information on the staff who we would know, because one of us goes in every day or has been going in every day, so you get to know them personally, and they're like, "Look, all we can tell you is she doesn't have a cough, she doesn't have a temperature, she's eating and drinking, and she's fine, she's grounded, that's it." And
did you specifically ask, is there COVID-19 in the facility?
Yeah.
And you were told, we can't tell you?
Well, if we were told, we got a phone call from the HSE on the 22nd of March to say that there had been one in St Mary's. And I said, is it in the hospital or in the nursing home? Because, as you know yourself, they're two completely separate buildings. And they were told in the facility. And then after that, we had a phone call maybe 2 weeks later from the HSE. But in the meantime, we had been talking to them on the ward because we'd ring them, to see how she is anyway. And they said, there is a case in St Mary's in the nursing home. And, because it's split into wards, they said, is it in our area, in our ward? And we were told, we can't tell you. And then when we asked, were there more cases, we were told, look, we really can't give out that information. We can only tell you information about your mother. And we tried to get more information and couldn't get it. And then we had a situation where a family member from another person who had been tested positive and who was very ill rang us and said, look, it looks like they're going to pass away, and this is the situation, and there's people on your ward who have passed away. And so we were getting secondhand information from other people. Another family member had a parent who had been tested and was negative, and asked about our mother. We said, well, we don't know. Has she been tested? No, because she's not shown any signs so far. We asked, could staff tested? And there's a lot of kind of deflection of any question you might ask, and they can only give out. And it's not the staff on the ward, because they would tell us if they could.
Yeah. But Patricia, what would have been what would have been your course of action if you had known that so many had died?
Well, first of all, like, we're adults and we need to deal with this situation. Okay. We're dealing with a situation we don't know. When we're being told we won't be given the information immediately, you know, you have to question why you're not being given this information. If you've a family member in a hospital, you can talk to the doctor, you can get an update and you can see what the situation is. But it's the environment they're in. So whether there were 50 cases of COVID in St. Mary's or one case or two cases, it's a very different situation in terms of how vulnerable, you know, your parent is. And now you have to prepare yourself and your family. Mm-hmm. And I think it's only fair that we're given this information.
So
I think it's only right that we know.
Yeah, okay, but it's not a situation where you would have tried to have your mother removed from the facility.
Sure, I couldn't. Like, I couldn't remove somebody from that facility. She wouldn't be in there if we were able to look after her somewhere else. She wouldn't be there in the first place.
Totally understand.
You know, you couldn't take somebody out of a facility that had COVID-19 in it anyway. They'd have to be isolated. So, like, that wouldn't have been something that was possible. Yeah. But at least we knew what we were dealing with. And when we expressed our concerns that when we weren't given information, that it was more stressful, we were told, well, look, the HSE feels that, you know, people will get more anxious if we tell them the numbers.
Yeah.
Which is not the case. I mean, you're more stressed when you don't know the reality.
We don't know,
for example, if people are getting better from it, if the numbers are going down. I mean, there's numbers every day on the television. But all we're asking for is the information. And the stress that's causing to everybody is just... it just compounds a really difficult situation for our families.
And are you at all comforted by the fact that St. Mary's, there is a hospital there, there are geriatricians and there are medics on site, which is not the case in most nursing homes. Is that a comfort?
Do you know what? To be honest, I don't know, because I don't know that I trust the system now that they won't give us this information, they won't tell us. Yeah. Like, we don't know why. When I asked, when this came out about nursing homes not having PPE, I asked them and they said, look, we're doing the best that we can. And that's the standard answer to a question. Look, we're doing all we can. And I know the staff are doing all they can. And I know their situation is harder, you know, than it normally would be. But that's not the question you're asking. You want to know how serious the environment
and is.
We don't have any access. We don't have any control over the environment that they're in.
Is your mother in the room on her own? Do you know?
Yeah, but as far as I know, she has a room, so she is in a single room herself. So, yeah.
And it's primarily single story units, aren't they, at the back? Like, could you see
she's on the top floor? No, there's two stories.
Okay.
There's two stories. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was going to say, could you even see your mother through the window? And anyway, for your own comfort.
To be honest, you know, at the end of the day, I don't know if that would even stress her out even more. Anyway. Would somebody have dementia? Like, it's a difficult one to know that they would understand these things, you know.
Okay, stay with us.
But I mean, we've been told not to come to the facility at all.
Okay, I understand that.
You would respect that.
It's a very busy campus. It's also the headquarters of the National Ambulance Service over the other side of the campus. Stay there, Patricia, if you would, please. Elizabeth, good afternoon. Your mother is also in a nursing home.
Hi, Joe. Yes, she is. She is in a nursing home.
And how is she?
She was doing okay. I empathise with the caller previously because when the numbers started to appear about nursing homes, I did ring the umbrella organisation, the HSE Live, to see if I could get information. And again, didn't really get information. However, my mum was holding her own up until Easter Monday, and then we got the call to say she's taken very ill. She was tested on Tuesday, don't know the result of the test yet, but she's definitely in her final days right now.
Oh, God. And was she symptomatic?
We were told she spiked a temperature last week, but she was fine and she was eating on Monday. I had rung and my brother had rung and she had a good morning, had eaten all her lunch and everything. Mm. And then at 5:30, she just had spiked numerous of temperatures and was very ill. And they moved her into an isolation room at that point. So.
And why, and you wouldn't say it lightly, why do you say your mother, you think she's coming near the end, Elizabeth?
Because she's 95, she's in the final stages of dementia. We know from the nursing home have told us that she is counting down the hours of her life, basically. And I suppose I wanted to reach out because when I hear all these stats on the news about nursing homes and underlying conditions, it doesn't really tell the real story of the fabric of what goes on in a nursing home. So my mum has been in this nursing home for 3 years and 3 months. Those carers and these people are part of our everyday fabric of how they look after our mother, the things they do for her, how they care for her. And when we got the news, we were grateful she was moved to a room where there was a window so we could see her through the window because we thought that we wouldn't be able to see her. But what I wasn't prepared for was the absolute grief by the carers to us and concern for us in this situation. And they are tired, and I fundamentally believe that whilst they are used to people passing on in the normal rhythm of life in nursing homes, I don't think they're mentally trained for this. I was talking to one of the carers the other evening, and she said she goes home every evening and cries her eyes out. And my question is that when your parent goes into a nursing home, they become part of your extended family because they're looking after and caring for somebody and you get to know them personally. And so I feel very strongly right now that when we come out the other side of this, who's going to care for those people, their mental health and what they've been through, because they weren't set up to deal with this in their everyday job. You know, this is just something that's happened so unusually in the world today, you know.
And have you managed to get up and look through the window?
Yeah, we were up on Monday. Okay. Again, like the previous caller, we tried on Tuesday, but they're just so busy. And you're like the same, you know, they obviously had a lot going on and we just didn't get any communication back. And then we went up yesterday and we've gone up today again.
And what was today's experience like?
Today's experience is my mum's failing fast again. Her carers reaching out to us through windows, you know, holding their hands up to the windows to us, apologising, saying they're sorry that it's like this. We noticed in the room she's in today, they had everything around her, all her photographs, everything, to make it seem like, you know, that everybody was around her. But it's very, very hard, and it's very hard on them. You can see it in their eyes, Joe. My God. It's like when I came home yesterday, I wrote the email because I just felt, you know, saying underlying conditions and nursing homes have problems, there's real people who are part of extended families here who are feeling things, and it doesn't come across in the news or the reporting. And I just felt I had to make sure that somebody understood that.
And I'm very conscious that image of you looking through the window has become that image of, wasn't a few weeks ago, Porrick was on with us, he was talking about his brother Francis who died, and Porrick sent us in this photograph which has gone around the world at this stage of him, was taken by his wife, him standing on a garden bench looking in through a window, his hands up to the window, trees, the spring flowering trees reflected in the glass, and he was actually looking at his brother. Porrick was looking at Francis, who had just passed, unfortunately. I see as well that the EU Commission President, Ursula von der Leyen, people will know her now at this stage, she mentioned that actual photograph, that image, in a powerful speech she made yesterday about the need for solidarity across all of Europe. But it was that image you just put back into my head. I hope things go gently, Elizabeth. For your dear mother,
But please remember those healthcare assistants who aren't trained for this and are doing phenomenal work, and we so appreciate them.
Yeah, and I was reading a testament earlier from three chaplains of the Dublin Diocese. They're in hospitals as well, and chaplains of all denominations, but they were incredibly moving testaments and witness statements to what's going on in the hospitals, and it stops you in your tracks when you get a glimpse of what people are going through. Elizabeth, your mother is 95.
Yeah. 95 years young, but the hair done today. They did her hair today, Bill.
Well, as I say, I hope things go very gently for Elizabeth and for your family over the next period. Elizabeth, thanks indeed. And Patricia Murta, will keep in touch. As you say, the staff in St Mary's are absolutely brilliant. The deer roam the grounds. I think it's the only hospital in the world where the deer have the deer of the Phoenix Park have, by some charter from 1592, the right to roam through the grounds of the hospital. There's a graveyard at the back of the old church there, and the graveyard contains the remains of many of the boys who died in a great flu epidemic back in 1918, when they were living in that school. It's a very historic location, but it's a very sad location at this time. Thanks indeed, Patricia, and kind regards to you, your mother, everyone in St Mary's, staff and residents. 51551, please wash your hands.